Who gets to make a life in the United States has become pretty contentious. Yet every year, hundreds of thousands of people born in other countries are sworn in as U.S. citizens, including thousands in Wisconsin. Producer Joe Tarr observed a group of people taking the oath in March at a ceremony in a Madison courtroom.
That I will support and defend the Constitution.
And I will support and defend the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States of America.
And the laws of the United States of America.
40 of this country's newest citizens are swearing allegiance to the United States of America. Originally hailing from 20 different countries, they're gathered in a courtroom in Madison to take the final step in becoming citizens.
My name is Jeanne d'Arc Wedeven. I'm from Rwanda. So I came here January 2013.
D'Arc Wedeven works as a software developer and is excited to end the uncertainty of where to call home.
It's hard. You cannot travel freely. You cannot. There are some work you cannot do because you are not a citizenship. So it means to me like freedom to do what I want to do and focus on achieving the dream.
She's looking forward to exercising one new right as a citizen.
I think to be able to vote and vote what I feel like it would be my interest. I think that is exciting. And also like being able to serve as a citizen, like if I'm needed. I think that is also exciting because sometimes like you may be sitting there, you want to help, but you can't because you are not a citizen.
Griselda Solis de Drucker came to Madison from Argentina after her first marriage ended. She had planned on just visiting her uncle, but then met her future husband. She has adult children and grandchildren back in Argentina. Speaking through a translator, she says citizenship means she can more easily travel back to see them.
Esta ayuda a mí me ayuda, por ejemplo, el día de mañana a decir mis hijos tienen la posibilidad de venir.
But it helps me to think about that maybe my kids will have the chance to come.
No vendrán como yo inmigrante, vendrán ya como residente.
They won't have to come like I did as an immigrant, but as a resident.
At the federal courthouse, Solis de Drucker beams as she takes the oath of citizenship. Sitting at his bench, U.S. Judge William Conley gives a forceful defense of immigrants at a time when many of them fear being rounded up by federal agents.
And I am greatly heartened that you are joining us in it. Indeed, you are arriving none too soon. This is a tremulous time in our history when some seem to be forgetting that immigrants are the very lifeblood of our country, far away benefiting our country. I'm not used to entertaining applause.
After the ceremony, the new citizens pose for photographs with loved ones in front of the judge's bench and next to a flag in the lobby. Then they trickle out into the dreary March weather, eager to add to the American story.
WPR's Joe Tarr brought us that story on a citizenship ceremony in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.